Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Resilient Body Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Arnika, the not-so-typical chiropractor, and today I'm excited to have with me the owner of Remedy Massage Therapy, Ariana. I'm so excited that you joined us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We have met. Where did we? I don't know when we met, but it was for me Instagram stalking her, and I saw some things that what she was doing with her clients, where it was scraping or cupping and something that was different that made me kind of double check and be like, oh, is she a massage therapist? I'm really interested in this. So I'm so excited to share with you all her. We had great conversation at the coffee shop. So it was like, oh, we definitely have to bring you on it and get you talking more. So I want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about you, what got you into massage, and how did Remedy get started?
Yeah. So I'm Ariana. I've owned Remedy for 6 years now. March is my 6 year anniversary. I have been really into massage, honestly, since I was little. Since I was about 5 or 6, I can remember like massaging my friends and my family. And I remember one of my friends was like, you should do this when you grow up. And I was like, I should do this when I grow up. And here I am. So nice. I really love anatomy. I love health and wellness. I love taking care of people and making sure that they are able to understand their own body and be aware of what their body is telling them and how to do certain movements, everyday tasks. So they can really have that functional mobility throughout their whole life. Yeah.
I love that. This is exactly why we vibe. Just from what you said about just being aware in your own body. Like, I feel like a lot of the time I spend with patients, it's just re-educating them on like what this should feel like. Kind of let them know that like this pain shouldn't also come with fear. We got to learn how to move our body. Like, fear mongering with movement is such a huge thing. Especially if someone has injured themselves in that movement, to have them do it again, it's definitely fearful. So I spend a lot of time myself re-educating patients and just getting them to feel what they feel in their body. And I love it because a couple sessions in, it's so specific that it's like, oh, in this spot right here, I feel this. And I felt like some blood flow. I don't know if I'm using the right words. I'm like, whatever word, perfect. I'm following.
Yeah, any words you want to use.
I love just being more aware with your body. So I love that. I see that you do a lot of health education. Like, I saw a post today, I think, on your Instagram about something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went to school for neuromuscular massage therapy, which is like specializing in chronic pain and injury rehab, chronic illnesses, and health education, just being able to talk to people about their bodies and have them understand it in an easier way and a less intimidating way. And especially people with chronic pain and chronic illnesses, there's a lot of discomfort and feeling unsafe in the body with the constant pain, and you're never sure if you're going to be okay or if you're not going to be okay. And so just really making a safe space for people to tune in that way is super important.
It's super important. It's super important. Now, in my Instagram stalking realm, I saw that you participate in a chronic pain support group. Now, is that something that you started? Like, how did that come about? Was that just from all the patients that you were clients that you were helping that had chronic pain?
Yeah. So one of my best friends has rheumatoid arthritis, and she was diagnosed when she was in her early 20s, which is very rare. And so we had just been talking a lot about that with each other, and kind of around the same time, we were both like, what if we started a support group? Because there's so many options for online community connection in that way, but which is amazing, but there's also like lacking that in-person connection, which is so important, and to be able to talk to somebody face-to-face about your problems and just having them understand and be receptive. So we do host our chronic pain support group once a month. It'll always be on a Sunday, and it's super casual, judgment-free. Our only rules are be nice to each other.
Love that.
Yeah, we cook a little sweet treat, and we have some tea, and we just sit and we talk about how our week's been, and connect with each other and rant or joke or
That is
anything we need.
best. Everyone wants community, and finding someone
Absolutely.
that you can spend time with and share it and hold that space with is amazing. So I will definitely be pushing that more on my Instagram. I've never seen that. And I was like, I think that's amazing. Like, you have support groups for other things. Like, why not? Why not for this? Why not for this? I've definitely had patients who've been in pain for over a decade or what have you. And when they've literally come into the office wondering if they're ever going to be pain free again or what this is, or honestly, they don't know what it feels like to not be in pain. That they're just like, oh, well, this is my everyday life. So we've had to change up our verbiage to be like, okay, what changes when we make this move it? Does it get worse? Does something ramp up? Because when people are so used to it and they're used to pushing through, that's all their body knows. That's all their nervous system knows. So when you brought it back to like more awareness in the body, it's super important. It's
Yes,
super important.
100%.
For sure. So I also saw that you were doing some scraping. Now, is that something that you learned in your program when you were doing neuromuscular therapy, or is that something that you kind of took a step further outside?
That I took a step further outside, and I used to work for a chiropractor,
I was talking about that, yeah.
and he taught me how to do like rock blade scraping, and I just found it to be so useful in not only giving my hands a little bit of a break, but also just reacts really well with people's muscles and helps me warm up the area so that I can do the deeper work without spending as much time
Ooh,
warming.
I didn't even think about that. So using the superficial tissues, like, okay, cool, get some blood flowing. Now
Yes,
I'll do some
exactly.
kneading. That's smart. Because talking about in your hand, for sure. For sure. That's
And
nice.
the same with cupping too. Obviously it helps to warm up the area, but just using the cups in with movement of the muscles and the different joints, it's like a miracle.
You
It's
know, like, my favorite thing is seeing patients' faces when, one, if they've experienced cupping before, it's typically more like the static cupping, right? Someone lays you down, they put cups on you, and maybe you're laying there for X amount of time. So I think if someone's experienced cupping and then they come into our office and I put a cup on them and they're like, okay, well, stand up and come over to the movement area, they're like,
amazing.
you want me to walk with these cups on? Like, are you sure I can do this? Like, yes, you can. It is the most hilarious thing. But when they experience that movement with the cups, which doesn't feel the best, I'm not gonna lie, doesn't feel the best, but by those
It's
last
spicy.
couple of reps, they're like, oh my gosh, I can move more, I feel more mobile. And when I take those cups off, they're like, oh, I feel like blood is flowing here and I can move better. And I'm like, yeah, because we did such a great combination between that movement and just helping with that suction of the tissue. So
Yeah,
you cannot beat the movement with cupping. Like, it's
it's
everything.
instant relief, honestly, and instant circulation. Yeah, I do most of my cupping with passive range of motion. So I'll move my clients' limbs, or parts of their body for them, and then we slowly transition to active, or they're doing it by themselves, and I'm making them work a little bit. But yeah, it's just so helpful and
Yes.
really
Okay, Ariana. So you're low
helpful.
key. Listen, the fact that you're a massage therapist that is getting someone off the table, they're like, okay, or you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I knew from the Instagram page. I'm like, what is she doing over here? I am intrigued. I'm so intrigued. Something else that I've told you that I was trying to tell other massage therapists to do as well was I love especially how you mentioned, specializing in neuromuscular therapy, injury rehab, that you create plans for your clients. Like I saw on your Instagram, you're waitlisted right now. Listen, because Ariana is busy, okay? She is busy. And making sure that the clients who you have, who you've like prescribed a plan for, are sticking to that plan. So like, what does that look like for clients in your office who get on a plan with you?
So it's super important for me that we being my client and myself, are working together to figure out their goals and to reach their goals. So developing a treatment plan just kind of looks like coming in a few minutes early before your session, talking about your goals, what you want to do, what you're comfortable doing, assessing your current ranges of motion. Like for example, maybe you're only able to touch your knees and you can't touch your toes, and your goal is to touch your toes. So we'll just slowly work on that every single time. Or if there's more like different areas of the body that are also hurting, I will do one session focused on those areas and like the next session focused on the other areas, just so instead of doing superficial work all over the body, we're doing deep work in less areas of the body, but it's more local. And that's not saying that your foot pain can't be related to your neck pain.
Right.
Of course, we're all connected, every part of our body is, but just really zoning in on certain areas, and then giving clients homework. I love to give clients homework. And sometimes that homework is like, hey, I just need you to take a step back and not push yourself as hard. Like when you're at the edge of pain, stop. No matter what you're doing, if you're lifting weights, if you're getting groceries out of your car, whatever that translates to for you. And then we just kind of work usually once every 2 weeks. And then my goal from all of my clients is to not have to see them anymore. Like I want them to want to see me and to want to come to me, but obviously I don't want them to be in pain and I don't want them to have to keep coming on that biweekly basis forever and ever and ever. That's
Forever and
just
ever
not
and ever.
realistic.
That is a conversation that I have had with patients. And I've had some people like, even when I said that, they looked at me like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I want to teach you what's going on in your body. You're going to understand it because it's going to be at that level where it's not intimidated and it's definitely something you can digest. I'm going to teach you how to move, what you should be doing, how you can work on it yourself. And then, like, you're good to go. Like, you're in the world, you'll be free, you have all the tools. I don't want to see you all the time. The only reason you should be in my office is if you want to work on something else. Like, or you want to just come hang out with me. Like, I've like people just literally just come hang out with me every month. I'm like, oh, cool, we'll be going. But it's not because they're in pain, you know? It's not because they're like, I need someone to get me out of this. It's because, like, I've came to you, this has worked, I felt great. What else can I do? I feel like that's something that I've definitely been talking more about patients when they come in, and sometimes the bar is set low, meaning that, like, I just want to get out of pain. And when we experience that, when they do that, I'm like, all right, so what's next? And they haven't even thought about it. They're like, I didn't even think that I could get back to walking or running again. I just wanted to get out of pain. So I feel like the time afterwards is spent by like opening their eyes and exposing them to, like, hey, well, what do you want to do now? We already hit
Exactly.
that one. So, like, what's next? What would you do if you
We
could?
can keep going.
Going. That's where it is. It's like we can keep going. And like, well, what? I've never even thought about it. So some of my homework sometimes for patients is like that whole step, taking a step back is definitely something. Sometimes it's just breathing because I'm like, you feel like you can't get up from your desk, take a step back, take a couple breaths. But sometimes the homework is just to go home and think about what you would do if you weren't in pain. What do you want to do? What do you enjoy? What hobbies have you scrolled through Instagram? It's like, I do that. Lately it's been a lot of pickleball. I'm down. It's cool. What do you want to try? I've had some pickleballers. I have this woman who's like, I want to do a dance class. I'm like, well, let's freaking try it. So, open possibilities.
Let's find out what feels good for your body instead of what just hurts your body, and just kind of shifting that. I had a client come in last week, and I've been seeing them for a couple years working on chronic issues, and it was their first session where they're like, I'm ready for a relaxation massage. And that just made me so happy. And I was like, I can do that. Finally, you can just relax and we don't have to work on the spicy stuff as much.
I love it, the
I don't
spicy stuff. That's so true. That
Yeah,
is
it's
so
just it's very rewarding to
true.
see
Yeah,
that
for sure. People are
process.
really doing great. It's amazing. We're changing people's lives, Ariana. We're changing people's lives. It's
That's the goal.
That's the goal, and it's so cool to see every day. Every day.
Yes.
So last thing I want to bring up that I thought was super cool is that I saw that you collaborated with someone and did a partner's massage workshop. Like, was that the first one? What does that look like? I think that's amazing. Really, like, teaching people how they can like massage their partner. Is that kind of what the goal is?
Yes. So our first partner massage workshop was in February of 2020, right before the shutdown.
Hopefully y'all use those massage techniques in COVID.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it was a lesson plan that I created with another neuromuscular massage therapist who I went through school with. And she's retired from massage now, but I still use that same lesson plan, and I teach it with another colleague of mine. But with this one specifically, this was our first one not doing it at my space, in my studio. So it was with Milestone Physical Therapy in Roseville, and they're an amazing physical therapy office specializing in women's health. And like pelvic floor health. So we had six couples come in, and yeah, we just teach how to work on your partner without hurting yourself, without hurting your hands and your fingers. And we teach how to communicate without getting your feelings hurt, or being too bossy or anything like that.
Not the spot, right?
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's really great to have that technique and learn another way to take care of somebody who you love and to show love in that way. And I'm a hopeless romantic, so I love a partner's massage workshop.
How many rom-coms I watch, right?
Yeah.
I am as well.
So it's just great to have like a bunch of partners in a room together, and honestly, that you don't have to be a partner to join the workshop. You can bring your kid or your best friend. We like any type of love that you want to celebrate. And yeah, so we do that annually.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ariana, I have enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for taking your time out today to hop on.
Thank you for having me.
It. For anyone who wants to reach out to you, find you, what's the best way for them to find you?
You can find me on Instagram at RemedyMT, and feel free to shoot me a DM, like ask any questions. I'm an open book. I'm around.
I love it. I will make sure that I put her information at the bottom of our episode notes so you can find her Instagram, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. I really hope that you found our information valuable. We could talk all day. I truly love the vibe and energy that I give you, Ariana. Until next time, my goal, as always, is to help you move better, feel better, and be resilient. I'll holler at you all in the next episode.